This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a study of the references to the Lamb of God in the book of Revelation. We considered the sacrifice, sovereignty, and marriage supper of the Lamb. Now let's look at the splendor of the Lamb. This is seen in many places, but most perfectly in the description of heaven in Revelation 21 and 22. There will be no temple in heaven, nor necessity for light of any kind, because God and the Lamb are the temple, and God is the light, and the Lamb is the lamp. There will be no night or darkness there. The splendor of God and the Lamb will be more than adequate. In doing a study like this, after collecting and then correlating what you find into an outline, the final step is to crystallize what you learn into some applications. As I worked my way through this material, I concluded there would be no better way to apply what I have learned than to join the heavenly choirs in worship, as found in chapter 5. Listen as I read, beginning with verse 9. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen."